How are you? How's magic?
Good. He's good. He's good. Okay, I have to tell you. I have to tell you. You sent me that email. You forwarded me an email about the scattered. Okay. I think it was James Wedmore was due. I don't know who it was from, but anyway, it was a link, had in it a link to do a program with James Wedmore. Wedmore. I think that's his name.
Oh,
Anyway.
yes, I think it was through Kate Northrup.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, so I
What happened?
finally got to start listening to it a few minutes ago, and I think I've listened to 20 minutes of the first program, and he already said something that really struck me.
Which is?
He said that, how did he put it? The state of my business is a direct reflection on how I feel about myself.
Ooh,
And I had looked at that years ago when I was standing in front of the car that was black, that the sun had kissed so much that, it had white all over it because the paint job was bad. It was a 92, I think, and the paint jobs were bad that year. But anyway, and thinking that very same thing, this car directly reflects how I feel about myself. And when he said that, I was like, holy shit. And he wanted you to write down one word that described it or a phrase. And it was that whole scattered, that whole feeling. Anyway, it was a really big aha moment for me of how ungrounded I have been. And even though I've set intentions, they have not been anchored intentions with the full feeling of, with not a consistent full feeling of what I wanted to happen.
Okay.
So,
Good. That's a great first aha. I love it.
oh man, it was. So how are you doing?
I'm good. I was about to say, what does that mean for me if my business is only in my head?
Well, it's all about ground. It personally, what I'm seeing that I have to do is I have to get really even more clear about what I want. And the thing we were doing from Joe Dispenza, with the B, well, I was doing a B with my energy field and my what I want it to the business to be and then how I want to feel with it. I'm starting to see what that's going to look like for me.
Oh, nice.
The 8-week classes, I well, just like this right here, as much as I love this, I'm not going to do this again for a while. I mean, what we're doing, our empowerment intensive, until I build up enough people who would want to do it to have it, to do it more like a mastermind. And that's really what it needs to kind of be, because that's what it is. It's just a mastermind to really dive deep into how people are feeling. But anyway, back to what you were saying about you, because I was thinking about that very thing with you is it's getting it clear on what we really want and really anchoring that with without any fear.
Yeah, and therein lies the difficult part because I feel, and this has been a thing I've had issue with for as far back as I can remember, is I have multiple things that I like to do. And so it's very difficult for me to like land on one and then go, oh yeah, this is exactly how I want to feel this, and just know all of that. It's one thing. It's like, and so that's been a problem initially or for quite some time. Although I feel like I'm finally getting some clarity with the acting, right? But then the thing that I've been noticing with that is I can get very clear with that. Hi, Gail. Hi, sorry I'm late. You're not late. It's 5:03.
You're not late. We just I was sharing something with Rachel and then we just got moving.
Yeah, and I was just saying how, or what we were talking about was basically getting clear with what we want to manifest, right? And when we're doing that meditation, we need to be clear. But I've been having problems with that clarity. Not again, not on the acting side. That and the things, you know, we pick the feelings. Like I did the whole thing, how Joe told you to do it. Like, what are the things you want? Like, okay, money, you know, time, blah, blah, blah. And then the feelings. And so I focus on the feelings, obviously, because I feel like that's look at that baby. Oh, I wish Tippa would give me kisses like that. I'm jealous.
Fluffer here got a bath yesterday.
He
Oh, he
what?
looks very shiny.
Got a bath yesterday.
Wow.
He's very shy. He's happy. He's like, thanks, Mom. Yeah.
Hasn't been in my lap in a while, have you, sweetheart? Yes, I'm happy.
Oh,
Oh, I love you too,
kissy.
sweetie.
Oh, he's so cute. And he's the one with the loud bark, right?
Yeah,
So he
but we're
kind of
working on it.
but he does everything big. He loves big, he barks big. But yeah, so what I was saying is the feeling part with the Joe meditation is good, and I actually do it in conjunction with your meditation, the one that I love, you know, where you get into the love energy first and then you go into your feeling. So that's what I do the feeling on it. And I'll do it other times throughout the day, but when I have a chunk, I like to do it with your meditation because it really gets me into that vibration first. But what I run across is sometimes I don't feel all the emotions. Like I'll get stuck on one or two and I'll just feel those and not all five. And the other thing I've noticed is then I also am like, okay, great. And this might just be a block. But it feels like I'm gonna need to do something other than just acting, just to live, like keep a roof over my head, at least in the short term. So then I'm like, okay. I think because my acting class came to a close this week. Monday was our last day. We had the final performance, which was awesome, amazing. We got great feedback, but what I realized, and then in watching some other videos that they gave us, because I'm considering going into another acting class there, I'm like, yeah, I'm not very good. And not to say that I don't have talent, but I'm not, you know, like I still just need to do more work to feel more comfortable, to feel more confident. Like, I don't think I'm gonna just be able to book a big job right now. Like, maybe I'm not Matthew McConaughey and I can't just be confident and get the, you know, and maybe I can. I don't know. I mean, I keep putting myself out there. And I did get a little job actually the day after.
That's great.
I did. It was very
Congratulations.
small. It was for like a thing on social media. You know, so it was not a big deal at all, but you know, it was paid and it was, I mean, they only paid us like $20. So it was practice, and it was practice with people I don't know, right? Because it was just complete strangers, casting call, they picked me. So yes, it's coming, but I'm like, okay, and I have no problem with the money. I'm fine with that. But I think I just in my mind, I'm like, okay, the reality is that I'm probably not going to book like a $5,000 or $10,000 job right away. So like, what am I going to do to keep a roof over my head? So then, like I said, that could be a block, and I'm open to what you guys think about that. But then my mind starts going to like, okay, so should I also be meditating on something around work that I enjoy doing in conjunction with this, or should I put one on hold? Or are the feelings that I'm focused on for the acting, because they do also have money and feelings and things involved, is that enough? Will that find me a job? You know what I mean? Because I'm not like specifically necessarily thinking acting, I'm just focusing on those feelings that I want. So that's my question to you ladies is like, what, I don't know if I'm just, you know, it's a pattern that I try to figure stuff out in my head and then I get too much in my head, or do I need to be doing more than one, or is
So
one enough,
the
or
one
like,
that you're doing is acting, right?
yeah, I did an A and then I
Okay.
did all the stuff around it. I can pull it up and tell you the actual like emotions and things if you want. But yeah. And
Well,
when I.
what if you did income and that would include the acting and whatever else you were willing to do, and how, you know, something like that. Cause so it would include acting, you know, the subcategories of the I would be like acting and consulting, because you talked about consulting. And how many hours a week, or how much money you want, maybe it's acting, consulting, and whatever else you would like to do, and the amount of money you want to make from that.
Okay.
And then you would be able to focus the emotions into the acting and the consulting, because you would enjoy that, and whatever else that you would enjoy doing, and feeling all those emotions of enjoying it. And then how you would feel if, you know, grateful and empowered and fulfilled, happy, whatever, you know, as your emotions. And when you can't get into the emotion that you have in the emotion field, then is there what fear, what thought pattern, what past experience is causing you a block from getting into that feeling? I think it, you know, understanding why we can't reach the emotion that we're striving for is, you know, it's huge, you know, following that. Okay. I couldn't quite get there. Well, why couldn't we get there? Is it because something that happened yesterday? Is it something that happened a year ago? Is it something that happened from our childhood?
Yeah.
Is it
and I did the breadcrumb thing too, tried to see if anything came up, but nothing did. I like drew a blank, and I did it several times.
Okay.
So
but did you still feel the resistance in your body when you went through everything and there was nothing there?
Resistance. No, when I didn't feel resistance, it just felt like just nothing came. Yeah, just nothing came. It wasn't like resistance. It just seemed like a blank, kind of like,
okay.
I don't know.
Well, then walk away from it, you know, and then come back to it as soon as you can and see if you can get into that emotion now. It could just be that it just wasn't, something else was going on that you didn't identify. But if there's a fear, there's going to be a resistance. If there's some kind of thought pattern or belief that you're holding, there's going to be a resistance there.
Okay.
In your body.
Yeah. I didn't feel that. I think so. My emotions are inspired, free, safe, /purposeful, love my life, and empowered. And maybe purposeful should be just a sixth one. But like, I guess what I do is when I'm in the meditation, like I can feel free. I can feel love my life. I can feel empowered. I can pretty much get into safety. That one's a little harder, but I can get there at times. But I feel like the purpose and the inspired are where I'm like, I don't know if maybe those words are not specific enough or something.
You may want to change the words, but you know, if you change from acting to income,
right?
If you're keeping those same emotions, you may feel them because you've added not just acting, but consulting, you know, and whatever else that you would be interested in doing.
Okay. Yeah. Cause what I did for my sub intentions was more money than my last job, which I thought that was kind of general enough, you know, so that I didn't have to like put a specific number out there. I mean, I wrote down what my last job was paying me, but beyond that, like then work for myself. I did add in a 3-picture deal. So that is very acting specific as far as like for the safety portion kind of. And then I do. And then work from everywhere or like long breaks between jobs. So I didn't go too specific with the sub intentions on acting per se, except for that one.
See, that one could keep you from feeling those other two feelings, because you already said that you're not going to get a $5,000 project right away. You said that. So
maybe,
you know,
but
yeah, maybe, but that's something that is, well, I'm probably not going to get that instead of, you know, I could get that because it came out with, I probably won't.
Yeah. So and the reason why is just because I don't feel confident enough in the craft yet.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I can, you know, like, yes, I can do this. I think I can, but I think I need more training.
Yeah.
And so, not like forever, but I think that that, like, I just, you know, I mean, this is like anything. If you were going to go get a job, you know, as a, I don't know, trader on the stock market, like, you couldn't just walk in there after doing one course of trading, right? You know, so it's just like anything. It's like, if I want the bigger jobs, like, I need to do more training. So that's why I say probably. I want to be very clear that I'm not saying it because I feel like I don't have talent. I do feel like I do. I just feel like it has to be more honed, and I just need, I think, a little bit more understanding of processes so that I can feel more comfortable and confident.
So with that in mind, then rewrite what your subcategories are for the emblem, you know, for the symbol, you know, rewrite that so that you can fully feel that the emotions that you have on the other side.
Okay.
Because when we can't get into the emotions because of something that's in the subcategory, then it kind of defeats the purpose. You know, we're beating our head against the wall. We're not being able to get there. It's like putting down that you want to make $3 million in the first year. You know, our brain will not stretch that far. So it's writing the subcategory so that you can fully get into that, the emotions you want to feel, and then filling in the emotions on the other side and being able to feel all that together. And then something that you can, it's really good to do is to, once you have those emotions under control, you got your subcategories, then you've got your emotions under control and being able to feel that, then to look at, okay, how am I going to show up? You know, what would it feel like? What would it feel like? All this is done. What kind of opportunities would come to me? So what opportunities would come to me if I'm making my business or my work or whatever it is, your subcategories are fulfilled and your emotions are fulfilled? What kind of opportunities would be coming to me? What kind of choices would I be making? What would my behavior be?
That's a good one.
What would I be experiencing? What would my daily experiences look like? And if you don't know what they would look like, maybe, you know, it's, wow, if all this were true, then I would be waking up happy. And the first, you know, I would wake up, you know, you wake up and you're always, you know, everything's kind of, you know, because you just woke up, you feel good for the most part. And then the thoughts come in. You know, the thoughts come in of maybe something that you're worried about. Well, would you be worried? No, if you had all that stuff going, you'd feel excited and happy. And then just, how would you feel? How would you feel with everything being true? You know, all the subcategories that you're getting, making the money, you're doing consultation work with people you love, you're actually getting acting jobs. And then whatever, you know, the other things were, and you would be feeling all that empowerment and that confidence and safe.
Okay. That's helpful. Yes. And you're right. I think it does need to maybe not be acting specifically, but like income or even prosperity. I don't know what the word should be yet.
Yeah.
I mean, income is obviously very important, but it's not the only thing that's important.
Right. But what are you focused on? What do you want to focus on?
Well, see, that's
maybe it's self-expression. Maybe it's you know, because the one of the square of life is perfect self-expression. Maybe that's what you're looking, instead of acting per se, maybe it's perfect self-expression is what you're looking for, which brings, you know, money and whatever that you're wanting to do. But whatever resonates with you is what's most important, not what I've thrown out there.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna have to probably sit with that a little bit, but yeah, that's just where I get tripped up, I feel like, because there are so many things, you know, like, yes, I am considering, you know, doing the consulting thing more officially, I guess, you know, and maybe even creating a little course for mindset for people in the industry, like producers and songwriters and the people I've worked with, engineers. But then, like, when my cousin was out here, we were talking about doing like some import export because she does jewelry in Texas, but in the shop that she works out of, they sell other things and they can't. So she was like, well, what about like if we sold some Mexican purses made out of leather and like different things from down there? And you know, obviously you can buy them very cheap there and sell them for a lot more, especially in Texas, not as much in California because we're so close. But in Texas, you know, those are things they can't get so easily. So we were talking about that. And I actually did that once before with my boyfriend when I was living in Europe. And we loved it. And I loved doing that. Like, I love shopping. I have a really good eye with like what's cool and that kind of thing, you know. And I enjoy doing it. And I love meeting with people and bartering and creating those connections and stuff. So that was another thing. And I was like, oh, I would love that. It would give me an excuse to travel and go to Mexico. And I love traveling. So, you know, it seems like all these things are kind of like there's several things coming out now that it's like, oh, I love these things. So then it makes it very hard for me to like just hone in on one thing. So I think that's where I get tripped up then when I'm doing the meditation, because my mind is like, but you don't want to just act. And what are you going to do until then? And how are you going to keep, you know what I mean? So then I'm like, oh, okay, wait. But the acting will bring me money. And so, but then, yeah, I think that's where the disconnect is that, like you said, my brain isn't ready to go full in on the acting yet because it's a bit
Being
of a
very
jump.
clear.
So I think that's why those things come in. And then it makes me
Yeah.
hard to like, it makes it hard for me to stay focused. I can feel the feelings, but I feel like the foot again, sometimes one or two of the feelings aren't there or the focus isn't there. And I'm kind of, I feel a little bit like my brain is going to different to some of these different things and like doesn't want to give up, right, on one or two of these ideas, but wants the other idea a lot. So it's like, ah, that's kind of just where I've been struggling, but like, definitely feeling better. In my journaling, I've noticed too that I'm actually like saying positive things to myself.
Good.
Yeah, like I'm encouraging myself and like, you know, saying like you've got this, which isn't something I have had in the past. Like usually I have a lot of negative self-talk. So I've noticed that changing. And I feel lighter as well.
Good, good,
Yeah.
good.
But yeah, still not feeling like I'm not quite hitting it perfectly. And I'm gonna admit there's a part of me that's like, well, there's two sides to it. So there's a part of me that's like, this isn't gonna work, but it's small. And then there's another part of me. So that day when I got the acting job, after my class and after doing that performance, and I mean, loved it. We had to do like the makeup and the props and everything. I mean, I got into
Wow.
all of it, like loved all of that. And then I thought to myself, man, I would love to just do this and meditate all day long. Like, I don't want to do anything other than meditate and act. So yeah, so I have like these two kind of opposite things occurring where part of my brain is like, this is not going to work. And the other part of my brain is like, this is all I want to So
Wow.
that's where I'm finding myself.
Well, the more you expand into the other things too at this point, because you've got that in the background of, yes, I can do this, but I'm not fully ready to make hundreds of thousands of dollars every year doing this, you know, doing the acting. So if bringing in the other things, I think will help to take that, this isn't going to work, and quiet it completely, you
Yeah,
know.
because the other things I feel more confident that I could do already.
Yeah. And you know, when if you write down, like if you do the import and export with your
Yeah.
cousin and the consulting and the acting, if you give a percentage of how much you want to do each of them, you know, Maybe you want to do the consulting 20% right now, the acting 20% and 80% with your, or 60% with your cousin, you know, or not, just a thought, you know, and those percentages can change.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was something I wanted to ask too, because I do feel like obviously this is going to change over time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sure Joe's son is not still meditating on the job after he's gotten the job right now.
Oh, he's no, he's doing something else.
Exactly. So I realize these things will change, but yeah, that's where I think I feel like I was just kind of, yeah, feeling torn, I guess is the feeling, is like just kind of not cohesive.
Yeah. Well, it becomes a living thing. You know, what you're focusing on becomes a living thing. You've taken these ideas, this energy, and you're putting it together and you're building on that energy. And that energy can change, that can shift, because, you know, we decide we want to do something different, or maybe we want to make way more money. And now we feel like we really can't, you know, so you can raise it, you know, you can double it or triple it or whatever it is. You know, but having that, being able to move into those emotions easily, we have to, the subcategories have to match that, and we build on them.
Okay.
We build on them. So Gil, you came in and we were already talking, and how
sorry,
are you?
Gil. Like, I heard everything about you guys.
Well, I have been noticing in real time that I'm not breathing deeply. So that's progress. I remember a woman I worked with for a number of years, she would say part of the process is watching yourself doing it wrong. That's part of the realization before you move into. So it's like, okay, I'm catching myself and then breathing, but I'm catching myself more and more that I'm not. And I've either, pretty much every day, I've either done the journal morning, night, or meditated. I don't think I've done all three in one day yet, but I'm doing something. So that's progress.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some huge breakthroughs in the church situation. We got the information to submit to the state that we intend to sell the building, and we already got. We discovered there's an email address that they answer quite quickly about what's going on. So anyway, that went in, and I had several consults with the ministry outreach teams at Unity Village, and we're moving. So they're very pleased with what we've managed to do on our own this past year, and impressed. And so, but I'm finding that I can do like one big thing a day, and then it's like you just need to take a break and let the rest go. So like I had one consult this morning, and then there's no more bandwidth to do anything. But my handyman hauled off a truckload of stuff from the garage, so that is huge in moving towards bringing divine order, because now there's room to store the things that I want to store and where I can find them.
That's great. Wow. You have had great progress this week. Yeah. Good for you.
It doesn't seem like it, but it's like, wow, there's been a lot happening.
Absolutely. That's huge. You had lots of big wins. That's amazing. Yay.
Good for you. Yeah, we're going to give you a big standing O. That's great. That's great. Wow.
That's awesome. How exciting. And I also agree with you that I have that too. Sometimes when I do one big thing, it's hard for me to then do other things. Like I just, like it takes it all out of me. I think because I'm no longer available to mine my life force for the energy. Like, cause I know that's what I did in music, was like, I would just mine my life force, and then I would be totally depleted, obviously crash at night, and then just get up and force myself out of bed because I had to go to work. And then all day long, I was just like mining my life force. And I just refuse to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've noticed the same thing. And sometimes I want to beat myself up and be like, but you used to do more. And then I have to remember, like, yes, but you did it in a toxic way.
Wow, yeah.
And we're in our wiser years now where we know that's not healthy.
Yes, exactly. And if the rest of the world wants to do that, by all means, have at it. But I'm off. I'm getting off that train.
But a lot of it is, yeah, it's that self-talk, like, but you've got so much to do. Well, I can't.
Yeah. And also help know to look at like what is really important, because a lot of times we think all these things are important, but when you really stop and look at it, you're like, I actually really only need to get like maybe that one thing done today, and everything else can wait. Mm-hmm. Or I could do small things on the other things.
Now this week here has been pest control guy came and sprayed on Monday. I'm still coughing up that stuff. But he came in and started to spray, and I told him, I can taste that. He said, well, I can't taste it. And I said, you're not as sensitive to chemicals as I am, obviously.
No.
By the time he left, my tongue was numb and my lips were feeling so weird.
Oh my gosh.
I did not have that in my agenda for this week to just, you know, all I want to do is sleep. And when that night, Monday night, when we went to bed, I thought, man, I wonder how safe it really is for me to be sleeping in here. You know, so, you know, you call the angels in to help you, you know, clear all this out of your body. But man, it's taken a minute. And there are things that, you know, I definitely wanted to be doing. And it was like, well, I don't feel up to it. And I definitely don't have the bandwidth for it because my brain just needs to sleep. And not be guilty, you know, not feel guilty about, well, I didn't get that done. I didn't get that done. And, you know, the list is long. But I did change some music on a couple of meditations. I'm going to put those in our group, in our pages, because it's two of the meditations. Let's see, it was, I think it was the manifesting meditation we did for May. And love and acceptance, infusing with love and acceptance. I think that was the other one, but I put it to the same music, and it's this much slower music. And it absolutely changed the love and acceptance meditation. Energy is completely different. It's so much better. So I'll put those in on our page. And I do want to switch, you know, all the meditations that we used in the deep dive. I want to change them all to maybe two different sets of music. And then you can choose which one speaks to you the most. Something that's slower, something that's got, you know, when I did I've been doing those two meditations yesterday and today. And even if I fell asleep before I fell asleep, I could even feel I could feel the energy changing. And you know what, one of the things that Joe Dispenza talks about, and you know, Florence doesn't talk about it, but she teaches her students to do it, is to, you know, when she's pulling them out of the fear of whatever it is. And Joe talks about going into the space of nothingness. You know, and even in when we do the chakra clearing meditation, you know, you're focusing on the energy center, and then you're focusing on the space outside of the body, which is where there is nothing. And you're moving into that space of no time, no space, no body, no, you know, you're nothing, you're just existing. And in that just existing, we're vibrating in the love. And we're changing I don't know all the science of it, but it changes the brain waves. And it syncs them more with the superconscious. And that's where the power is. That's where you're broadcasting out to the universe an energy that the universe can bring back to you, whatever it is that brings you joy. Even if you had just one little thought about it, there it shows up because you had the thought. And it's not about, you know, putting in 300 resumes for a job. You know, it's about being in the energy and the vibration. And the next thing you know, you get a phone call or an email, or you run into somebody, and then the job is there. You know, like Joe Dispenza's kid being in the surf shop.
Yeah.
Life isn't so hard. Life flows in ease and grace. And it's about being in that. Geez, are you comfortable? being in that vibration, and the magic just happens. You know, and you know, just Gail, just like with you and your husband, you know, when you were in that energy of who he was before you ever met him, and you had that list, and then everything fell into place for you guys to meet. And what was it you said to him that you were looking for him? Or he was looking for
you? Yeah, I said, oh, it's you. I've been looking for you.
That's so
in more ways than one. So, you know,
he swears he took it that way.
But that, you know, that's the way we want to live our life. And it's like being in that brainwave in a meditation, and then the meditation is over, and you're still in that brainwave, and you're walking around being able to function. You know, we're in that love vibration. So somebody comes along and says something nasty to us or mean, well, they're in a fear vibration. We're in a love vibration. It's like, don't care what you say. Doesn't move me. Don't care.
Yeah. You know where I see the biggest shift for myself with that? Because I've noticed that I've stayed, you know, in a higher vibration since I've been doing more meditations per day.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I get into the car, and remember, I live in LA. It is just a sea of imbeciles. And I have such a hard time like staying in a good vibration. I'm just like, oh my God. And I give myself enough time. Like I'm not rushed, but I mean, just the cutting off, the rude behavior, the, you know, people slamming on their brakes for no reason, people not knowing where they're going in your lane, half of your lane. It's like, you guys, there's lines for a reason. You can't just drive in this other lane, half in, half out. But I will say that's the hardest place for me is mm-hmm. in the car to stay in any. And I mean, I'll crank the music. Like I do everything I can to try to like stay positive. And that's the hardest spot for me.
Do you infuse that trip in the car with love?
No, I don't. I'm going to do that.
Give it a try.
I ask my angels to go before me and make my way safe.
Yeah. Oh,
I like that too.
Yeah. Surround that vehicle with your angels. Make them a buffer. You know,
diamond steel force field around the car.
Seriously, yeah. It's like too much.
Well, the people here, you know, this is two lane, you know, here streets. And my street doesn't even have lines on it. It's so narrow. But people want to drive in the middle of the lines, even double lines, because it's all hills and curves. So almost all the lines are double yellow. And you don't go a day without somebody posting in one of the Facebook groups about people driving on the wrong side of the road. You know, they're across the line. You know, it's like head-on collision stuff.
And I had that today. Someone coming at me going left in my lane, going completely the wrong way just because they want to turn left and didn't want to wait for the line of cars to move forward so they could actually stay in their lane. No, they came, I mean, drove like a quarter mile right toward me, someone in a Ferrari. I was like, bro, really? So that's like that. And then that's constant here in LA. So it's like every time I go to get my car, I'm just like, oh my God.
Okay. Well, see, and that's a fear energy that you're putting out there.
Totally. So,
you know, asking your angels to help and infusing it all with love and blessing those people who are cutting everybody off on their way. You know, hope you get where you're going safely, you asshole. Or, you know, or whatever. Seriously. Like... But holding a different energy will create a different and better outcome. I know, you know, when I get in the car, we're going for a ride in a truck, you know, because Magic's always with me. So he's all excited to go. And, you know, he's sitting there in his little seat and he can see out. So it's a whole different dynamic for sure. I mean, you're dealing with millions where I'm only dealing with half a dozen on the where I'm going, but still they're on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, I know. When we go to our cabins up in Colorado, it's the same. Like, although it seems like, you know, they'll be in the middle of the road, but like, if they see you coming, it's a small dirt road. Like everybody tries to get, you know, to the side so they can get by. So it seems like in the country, there's a little bit more of at least some niceties, but what you just explained doesn't sound like there is. So
it's everywhere, but you, there are no shoulders here either. A lot of the times it's just drop off and how they, I'm not convinced that they keep track enough of what's under the highway to keep it all safe, you know, since it is drop off, or mountain on, you know, the other side. So I think that's one reason why people drive closer to the middle of the highway, because there is no shoulder.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it okay, but I think that's why they do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But that, can you explain to me why they do it here? Because that part I can't.
They don't care. They just don't
care. They just don't care. Oh my gosh. But you're right. It is a fear energy. Even if it's an anger one. And when I do have tempo in the car, I still have it to some degree, but like you said, it's a little less. I have it more because I want to make sure he stays safe. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't stay in his crate the whole time, because if he did, he would drive me insane. Like he would meow he meows the entire time, like in real guttural and won't stop. And I can't listen to that for 3 hours or, you know, and so I let him out and then he just cruises the car, which is fine. And normally he's usually finds a spot like on the floor or, you know, right in the middle and he just lays down. So therefore I'm much more cognizant of driving really slow and really carefully because I don't want to do any quick movements that would affect him negatively. Right.
Yeah.
But when I do that, I notice that it's a little better. My drive, just because I think I'm in a different energetic, right? And the fear isn't, it's like when I'm by myself, it's more of like why is everybody such assholes, versus when I'm with tempo, it's more of like a concerned mom.
That is a different energy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was when we went to the Grimmers last week, I don't remember what happened, but I did the whole, you know, the arm went out thing. And I think it was a squirrel. We have to deal with the squirrels. You know, they stand on the side of the road and they see you coming and then they run, you know, across a road. Yep. Or they stand in the middle of the street and stop and look at you. You know, so the squirrels are a hazard too, because you don't want to hit that. But at the same point, you don't want to kill yourself because of a squirrel. So there's that. Life in the woods, you know.
Yeah.
So let's see. So Gail, you said that you've been doing your journaling and Rachel, you've been doing more of your journaling too. Let's see what I've got here.
No, I think I only missed one night since we've seen each other. And I think it was the night of my performance, because we had a graduation party after. We all went over to a friend's house to you know, just talk. And so, yeah, I got home late that night. And I think that was the only night that I didn't do my journal. But every other night, I've done it both morning and night. It really makes a difference for me.
Yeah. If you can, you know, sit for 15 minutes sometime during the day, you know, focusing on that gratitude, you know, and maybe the symbol of, you know, maybe you don't, maybe you're in a meditation, maybe not. The meditation that I switched the music on is 18 minutes long. Maybe I'll do one that's specifically for our symbol so that it guides us to move into, okay, you know, what we want to create, and then feeling all the energies of the emotions that we want to feel. And then, and if I can get that and if I can do that in 15 minutes, then, or 15 to 20 minutes, that would be a really good way to hold that energy. And if we could do a couple times a day, all the better. You know, the more we can sit in the in whether it's meditation or just sitting in nature, or, you know, just sitting with our sweeties and just holding that love energy, you know, maybe not even thinking about anything except just how grateful we are, you know, be fully immersed in that state of being. I know one of the things I saw that Joe Dispenza was doing, that he was talking about people doing a minimum of 15 minutes a day, twice a day, in gratitude, and what it did to change their lives. Because I know you're grateful, but when we fully immerse ourselves in that gratitude, it's a full state of being, and it changes things. It changes things. So Gail, have you created a symbol for yourself and something that you're wanting to manifest specifically?
No, I've been so distracted by all the urgencies that I haven't really centered myself in that.
Okay. Well, why don't you think about, you know, this week, if there's something that you want to specifically manifest, hold that energy, creating something, whatever it is, you know, whether it's clearing out getting a full room cleared out or restored, or, you know, gone through, whatever, or something else, you know, maybe it's completion with the church to a degree, you know, to a specific level. Because we want to support you to manifest something specific during our time together.
And how long does this go through July?
July the 25th. Oh, which is another thing. We're meeting on Thursdays, and July the 4th.
Is it Thursday?
Yeah.
I just saw that too. I was like, oh.
So do you want to meet on July the 4th or no?
The dogs are going to be, I need to be with the dogs because of the fireworks.
Oh, okay.
So okay. That is not a good day. If we could add another one on the Ander. Would you consider extending it?
Maybe. Okay, why don't I was thinking about moving it like to Wednesday night or Friday night. But you know what?
You've got the manifesting call on the 5th, right?
I'm sorry, what? Oh, isn't that's right.
The manifesting
right.
Call's
Thank
on
you. Thank you.
Look at Gail on it.
That's right. Man, where are you when I need you to remind me of stuff? So it would have to be Wednesday the 3rd. And I don't know about where you guys are, but usually the week of the 4th, they're shooting fireworks off every night.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh, the other thing is, you know, we could meet earlier in the day if it worked for you guys. We don't have to meet at night. But we can look at your calendars and see think about what you would really like to do, because we might not want to miss a week because of the momentum.
Yeah.
But we may be in a place where we've got so much on our plate that another, you know, a week that we don't meet would be fine. So let's talk about that more. We've still got 2 weeks, two more meetings before the 4th. So just look at your calendars. Let's see where we are. And we can make a final decision on the 27th when we meet.
Well, are you in the manifesting group, Rachel?
The meditation?
The monthly call?
Yes, she is.
Yes, but I didn't realize last month and I missed it.
Because that would keep the momentum going for that week. Or would it? I mean, that's just a thought.
Oh, I see what you mean. Because we'd be doing that call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a thought. Yeah. I'm not saying.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's sit with it. I also don't know if I, like I said, I'm considering another acting class, but I don't know because with money and everything.
Where, what time is your acting class usually, or what days?
Well, this new one would be either, and that's my conundrum. So having a little bit more time would be better for me, because if I'm able to somehow pull it off, it would be starting the 24th, and it's either Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, or Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Oh.
And the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday is at night, and the Monday, Wednesday, Saturday is in the morning. So they're completely, yeah. So that's why I was like, I don't know. I was about to say yes earlier in the day on the 4th would be good, but then I'm like, well, that's a Thursday, and if I don't, oh no, that could work. That still could work. Oh, I might have to do the morning because I forgot ours is Thursday. No, it's after that. It's not till 6:30, so I could still pull it off. So yeah, give me some time because this is also new. And so I don't know, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it happen, but I'm going to talk to them about what I can do.
If you decide to do the Thursday night class, acting class, Gail, if it works out for you, we can change to another day and time to meet earlier in the day. Yeah. So,
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't, like I said, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to afford it or if they can do anything to help, you know, so I'm talking to them about that right now.
Okay.
So yeah, more time would be helpful just to, that way maybe I'll have that piece figured out by next week and then have a better idea.
Yeah. Well, we won't make a decision on the week of the 4th until we meet on the 27th to know for sure. So, because on the 27th, we'll know where our momentum is and if we really feel like we need to meet. Because, you know, stuff comes up and we might need an addition, you know, to meet the next week for, you know, just for the support.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see.
Okay. That sounds good.
So I really want to support you to do some meditating during the day, whether it's with a guided meditation or, you know, I just, you know, sitting in nature, sitting with our fur babies and just, you know, being in that gratitude state of being, you know, feeling that energy throughout the body. I'm also going to, I think I'm going to put the, just the music with nothing. I'll put that on there too. So if you're wanting to just sit in the music without any guidance, just sitting there, you know, with the music, you can do that too. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that as well. So then you can do it. Because there's sometimes that, well, like when I get up in the mornings, we've got the 60 minute one where the meditation's only like 30 minutes. And then there's another 30 minutes of just music. Sometimes I'll just put it to the music as I'm getting dressed. And it really helps me to move into that energy or to stay in that energy because I've already done the meditation, but to continue that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
To continue it. Because yeah, so music is very powerful and I definitely use it, but I'll notice sometimes too, how certain, like I'll get into one particular piece of music that will get me through for a while. And then all of a sudden it's like, it doesn't hold it anymore. And then I'll need like another piece of music and then I'll find another, you know what I mean? So yeah, I like that idea though of getting up. Cause I've been doing that too in the morning before I get up, just do a meditation. Like don't even get out of bed, just roll over, turn it on, roll back over. But then yes, I think having that music after would be helpful too. Cause then it's almost kind of like a walking meditation.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, cause I feel like I do compartmentalize too. Where like, okay, I'm done with my meditation. And then I move into something else, you know, and I'm not taking that energy with me necessarily.
Yeah, like, we want to take that energy with us.
Yeah, like I compartmentalize it as like, you know, like, okay, I checked that off. I did that. Now I'm on to the next thing. But like, yes, we take the energy with us. So I like that. I would enjoy having that music just to stay in that vibration.
Okay. And last night I was so looking forward to doing the meditation. Got in bed, went to turn it on. Magic was under the covers and I heard something. I heard a noise and I felt an adrenaline rush. And I was like, there's no way I can turn the music on now because it's loud enough that I can't hear anything else. You know, and I thought, okay, I really wanted to listen to this meditation and then go to sleep. But now I can't do that. So it was 11:30. So then I read till 1:30 and I thought, okay, nothing's happened. So everything's okay. But yesterday evening, oh my God, Magic Angel Feather was at the door barking and sniffing at the door. I said, okay, you need to go out? Okay, put his harness on, take him outside. We walk around. He marches right up to the street and he's sitting there looking at the house across the street crying. They're not even home. They're out of town. Nobody's there. I had to pick him up and carry him back in. He wouldn't come back in the house. So I go about doing what I'm doing, hear him crying. He's at the door crying. And then he's barking. And then he's just sniffing at the door. Took him out 4 times. Same thing. Right over to the house across the street. So I reached out to them. Are you guys coming home? I didn't know they were out of town. Nope. One's in Virginia. One was in Memphis. I said, well, Magic is adamant there's something going on at your house. So I ended up calling the police station and asking them if they would do a wellness check on the house. I don't know if they did or not. He was doing that for an hour and a half.
Gosh.
An hour and a half before I could get him to calm down. I don't know what was going on. It creeped me out.
That was last night.
Because by the time he stopped, it was dark. You know?
And that was last night?
Last night.
Wow.
Huh. That's why when I heard the noise, I'm sure that's why I felt the adrenaline rush. And then I had to, okay, I am safe. You know, adrenaline rush needs to go. I am really safe. I did pull my pistol out of the drawer and put it on the bedside though, you know, and the door's locked, but still it was like, why?
Yeah, I don't know. Tempo did that. Week two, though, he was all about the door in the middle of the night for some reason also, and sitting at it and meowing at the doorknob, like staring up at the doorknob.
Uh-huh.
Like, what? It's the middle of the night. Like, what do you, he must have heard some other cat or something out and want, you know, or something. It's all I can assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he also loves when I get ready to do my meditation or sometimes right in the middle of it. Zoomies. And then when he does his zoomies, he also does this real like, whoa, like weird sound. And you're just like, oh my God, are you seriously doing this right now? We need to get on a better time frame here.
That's funny.
Because, you know, I can't get mad. I'm like, yeah. He's so freaking adorable. So,
it's a good thing,
yeah. It's what?
It's a good thing they're so adorable.
Oh, totally. Totally a good thing.
Yeah, being jumped on in a meditation is not fun.
No, it's not. And this does not keep you in that vibration, although at least it's a good interruption, but still. It's a bit of a shock. Like, whoa, what just happened? Even though I know it's happening, like it's going on, you know, but it's like.
Well, it's distracting. Or, you know, because.
It's distracting. He'll like go up the side of the bed. Like he likes to push off the side of the bed. But he's so strong, like the whole bed moves, you know? I'm like, how do you do that?
The adventures of being a pet mom, you know?
Exactly.
Wow.
But I was curious if it was the same night, but it wasn't.
What night did?
It was, I don't know, my days are all running into each other, but I feel like it was maybe on the weekend, like either Saturday or Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I know we're still having a lot of solar flares. They're still talking about whether, you know, we're going to get to see the auroras down here this far south, which is causing, like, you know, well, and all the pollen and everything, you know, between sinus problems and headaches and body aches, and, you know, our bodies are still trying to align with everything. And I don't know about you guys, but, like, see, this time when the pest guy came, last time it was a little uncomfortable. This time it was absolutely miserable. But the other thing I've, this, my sense of smell is way stronger than it's ever been. I can smell the lake. I've never been able to smell the lake. Never. Yeah. Since I've been here. I've been here over a year and a half. And one day I opened the window because the humidity was low enough and it wasn't hot and too hot yet. I opened the window and I actually smelled the lake. And I was like, wow, that's a first. Wow. But even when I go outside, okay, I can smell the lake. But now a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago, I was sitting on the sofa with Magic and I was reading. And out of the blue, I had two very strong whiffs of cologne. So that was my dad, but wow. I don't usually have that. You know, that's not something that's an ongoing thing. But, you know, I went out one night. It was a little bit cool. I could smell somebody's fireplace or a grill or a fire pit or something. You know, just I'm smelling that it's messing with my throat. All of it is, but you may find that, you know, you're more sensitive to chemicals, smelling things. You know, LA, you probably got a lot of smog. You might want to get an oxygen canister.
I do have room, the air purifiers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I put them on only really in the evening. Because now it's been so nice in the days that I like to have all the windows open. It's been pretty good, actually. It hasn't been bad lately. It's been pretty good as far as air quality. So if it's really bad in the daytime, I won't open the windows. But I like to have right now, because come August, I'm inland in Los Angeles. So it can get up into like the 90s here. Even getting close to 100 when we come to like August, September. So yeah. I'm like, let me open those windows while I can.
Yeah. Yeah. I can open the windows if the humidity is 50% or lower. There's so many mornings I get up and it's 90%. And I'll say, is it raining? And they'll say, no. How can it be? Or it's 99% or 100%. Well, is it raining? No.
And we had one day that was very humid recently. And they said possibility of showers, but we didn't get any. But it was probably only like 30, 40% humidity. But I was like, whew, I'm sweating. Like just from, you know, very minor movements and stuff. And I was like, damn, it's really humid today. Nothing like your humidity.
Now, Gil, is it humid where you are? Because you're not too far from the ocean, are you?
Oh, we're actually like an hour and a half inland.
Oh, are you?
The coast range is a shorter mountain range, and it blocks some of the weather, but the Cascades to our east block a lot of it. So it's very dry east of the Cascades. It's actually normally lovely. In fact, sometimes the heat index is lower than the temperature. Because the humidity is so low. But we can get temperature inversions where it gets humid and nasty air quality. It just, you never know. But in general, our humidity is not like the Midwest.
I've never enjoyed humidity. I loved that about Colorado, that it was dry. But, you know, I went through lotion like bottle after bottle after bottle. You know, don't have to use it so much here, but still, oh, the humidity.
Yeah, well, when I go to Colorado, because, you know, I have cabins there, whenever I go up there, I get bloody noses because it's so dry.
Yeah.
And I, you know, again, we're not super humid, but, you know, I'm maybe 15 miles from the beach. But we do have the mountains in the middle too, you know, so we don't get as much humidity as we might if we didn't, if there were no mountains there. So it does stay a little bit like drier in the valley, but nothing compared to Colorado, because I mean, I can't breathe when I'm there. Like, I have to do that saline spray like nonstop, because it's just, I get like stuffy and bloody nose, and it's crazy. I actually love the humidity.
Yeah. Where in Colorado are your cabins?
In like the Four Corners area. So the southern area. So on the backside of Telluride.
Okay.
So like we can see the Telluride Mountain, and it's like, if you wanted to go to Telluride, you can that way, but it's a one mountain road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's road. And it takes you about an hour and a half to get there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That way, you know, cause it's like super windy.
Switch
and
back. Yeah.
Yeah. But basically we're on the backside of Telluride.
Man, I almost starved to death in Telluride once.
What?
There was no place to eat. Oh my God. I was in trouble. It was bad. We finally found a place to eat.
Small.
Yeah. It was weird. It was kind of strange. I was with Fred, so what can I say? But anyway.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it can be fun, but it's also a lot of kind of snooty people.
Mm.
Yeah. It's gotten very, like, bougie there, I feel like, in the last few years.
Mm. Well, things are changing, that's for sure. Yeah. Okay, so... 15 minutes a day, a minimum, once a day. If you can do twice a day, if you can do three times a day, but you know, that whatever meditation avenue you want to go through, you know, whatever you want to do, whether it's just with music or it's guided or you're just sitting there in nature, you know, try to get 15 minutes a day in and just fully immersed in gratitude, doing your journaling, and you know, you just learn so much about yourself, you know, where things are, where there's an energy block or fears that you hadn't thought about in forever. And of course, you know, that's the theme this year, you know, it's good. If you hadn't thought about it and there's any fear there, it's going to come up. So just being aware of that and taking a look, and let's just continue to celebrate our wins. And I don't know about for you. Well, from what Rachel, what you said, and Gail, what you said, even though I didn't do much, it was still a very productive week in learning things, you know, and moving through energy and being on the other side of it. So unless there's something else that you want to talk about, we'll go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that Gail wins in the productivity category this past week. And Kate and I on more of a meditative learning side of things.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Gail. I just want to, again, congratulate you on everything that happened.
It's a lot of it is like it's been in the works for months and finally getting over the finish line on some of it.
That's great. That's great. Yay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, if anything comes up, please do reach out. And otherwise, we'll see you next Thursday.
I'll see you Monday, right, Kate?
That's right. You'll see me Monday. I'll see Rachel tomorrow. And then Gail, I'll see you again on Wednesday. Jeez. Such a busy
time. Getting sick of
Okay. Sending you all so much love. Okay. We'll talk. See you soon.
Okay, take care, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye.